This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. forces targeted facilities used by Iran-backed militants in Iraq in response to attacks on American personnel in both Iraq and Syria, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Tuesday. The strikes came just days after American troops in western Iraq were targeted with ballistic missiles and rockets, an attack the Pentagon blamed on militants supported by Tehran. The White House on Tuesday said its Middle East envoy, Brett McGurk, was in Cairo for what it called active discussions aimed at the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza and securing a humanitarian pause in Israel's assault. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Here's White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby.
The discussions are sober and serious. Again, I don't want to get ahead of where we are or give you, I can't give you odds on if and when we'll be able to get there. But the conversations are very sober and serious about trying to get another hostage deal in place.
News of the talks comes a day after a report from Axios saying Israel sent a proposal to Hamas through mediators in Qatar and Egypt, offering a multi-phase pause of up to 2 months in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. A representative of Qatar said mediation efforts were ongoing, and Kirby on Tuesday would not say if the report was accurate.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel suffered the highest daily death toll of its Gaza offensive with 24 fatalities, including 21 in a rocket-propelled grenade attack in central Gaza and 3 elsewhere on Monday, a military spokesman said on Tuesday. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters in Tel Aviv most of the soldiers died as a result of the explosion and the building's collapse. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament approved